Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and thanks for tuning in once again to Enterprise Radio here on EP. And if you're not already connected with us on our various social media outlets, we do invite you to do so by following us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, all at ePodcast Network. Today we're speaking with Mr. Kevin Vallely, who juggles his life as a registered architect, leadership mentor, author, keynote speaker, and father, while also becoming an internationally recognized explorer. Kevin is co-author of Wild Success, 7 Key Lessons Business Leaders Can Learn from Extreme Adventures. And Mr. Vallely, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Our pleasure, and looking forward to hearing from you today. So tell us, for starters, what inspired you to write this book, Wild Success? Got a catchy title there.
Well, very much my experience as an adventurer and as a business professional, connecting the two. It was interesting because out there in the wild landscapes that I'm used to, having been doing major expeditions and adventures for the better part of 2 decades, I learned that what you experience out there in that environment, it distills the most difficult circumstances into moments that really only adventurers can understand. And you can bring those back to the business world. And as a registered professional, as an architect, as a business professional, I began to see the links between what I was learning out there, the wild wisdom garnered in that adventure world, and how it was really helping me in my business life. So that was the impetus of the book, is connecting those two experiences that on the surface may be completely separate to some people. But the fact is, if you can perform in the most challenging environments on the planet, then you'll be able to perform anywhere.
Well, that's certainly some motivation right there to kick things off here today. Of course, your book has become available just a few months ago. Wild Success, 7 Key Lessons Business Leaders Can Learn from Extreme Adventures. Certainly sounds like a must read. Tell us about some of the adventures you profile, if you don't mind.
Well, we have some amazing people in the book. And from Mark Matthews, who's one of the best big wave surfers in the world. And Mark's superpower is cognitive reappraisal, his ability to reframe situations, looking at really turning something that is negative into something positive. But it's a practice that you must do. And he does this all the time, surfing waves that are the size of apartment buildings. Truly an incredible individual. We profile Paul Gleason and Tori Holmes as neophyte rowers who decide that they were going to row across the Atlantic Ocean and with no experience, but all they had was grit and the importance of understanding what grit is. And we do a deep dive on grit and how you can build that. We look at growth mindset through the eyes of adventurer Matt McFadgen, who is not only a world-class open ocean sailor, but also a polar explorer who's been to the North Pole 3 times. We follow Rex Pemberton as he flies over the skies of California and the world in a jet suit. Like, we're talking, you know, Toy Story. I can't even think of his name now. The guy in Toy Story who has the wings on him. Well, Rex Pemberton is actually the human reality of that particular guy, and he pushes. The boundaries of innovative thinking in the adventure world more than anyone we've ever met. We look to resilience and follow Lisa Blair, who's a young Australian open ocean sailor as she tries to sail around Antarctica. And I'm actually profiled in the book as well around sustainability. And a chapter is about my experiences as being a business professional, but also being a polar explorer. I broke the world records of the South Pole, traveling there faster than anyone in history in 2009, as well as undertaking some major expeditions over the years in the north, in the jungles of Borneo and so forth. So I can speak to this, the power of sustainability, the power of balance. As you work, because I'm also an architect, and I know how to balance my life between adventure and business.
That brief explanation of who you profile in the book ought to get a few people jazzed up for sure, even myself. What do each of you bring to the writing of this book?
Yeah, it's interesting because my co-author, Amy Posey, is we both work together for a company called the AIP Group. And AIP stands for Adventures Inspiring Performance. So rooted in exactly what we're talking about. And we've been working together for a number of years now. And Amy comes from a huge adventurous spirit and an adventurer in her own right, you know, with paragliding and hiking and trekking in the Arctic. But what she really brings to the table in such a powerful way is her understanding of neuroscience. So as a neuroscientist on one side, looking at the real science behind all these things that we're talking about and this experiences that I can bring to the table from 20 years of adventure experience and bringing those two together was very powerful because the stuff we're talking about there can be backed up with science. And that's the key to this. We're not just talking off the top of our heads saying, well, this is what we think. No, actually, this is rooted in research and science. And this is how it is. And here is the study accordingly. So it was a real learning experience for me in many ways, too, as we were moving through this journey together, writing the book and understanding these things that intuitively I felt were strong and important and understanding, in fact, that scientists back those up as well.
Pretty awesome stuff today. We're joined by Kevin Vallely, a registered architect, leadership mentor, and co-author of Wild Success, 7 Key Lessons Business Leaders Can Learn from Extreme Adventures. He's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, Kevin, what did you discover that really surprised you when writing this book?
Oh, what really? There you get me. I mean, there's a lot of discoveries out there, frankly, on it all. But what really struck me the most, I suppose, is how these two disparate things, these worlds that are so very different on so many levels, are so similar, and how we as teams can come together, be it an adventure team skiing to the South Pole, or for that matter, a core team working to an objective and a goal in their work environment, how similar they are and the attributes that you need to possess and skills you need to have in order to achieve those are identical. And your capacity to show grit in the polar environment is the same as that grit that you need in order to stay true to task and keep moving forward. So in a way, what really was a big eye-opener to me and what I went into it hoping I would discover is this connection is so incredibly strong.
Yeah, and I bet so. Now, you've mentioned the South Pole a couple of times. What was the lowest temperature while you were there at the South Pole? I'd be curious about that.
Oh, geez. Probably minus 45, I guess. And we were there in summertime. so go figure. In wintertime, summertime, it's sunny all day, every day, 24 hours a day. And it's really the only time you can actually travel in Antarctica. We ski from the edge of the Antarctic continent to the geographic South Pole, unassisted, unsupported, meaning everything we had with us in our sleds behind us. And we were out there for 33 days. And it's desperately cold, but it's the wind, you know. You may have minus 40 degree temperatures, but then when you have this wind that's blowing at, 30 miles an hour into your face, it just tears at you. And it just wears on you, this cold, over the period of time. And that's what it is. And again, talking about grit and resilience and all those aspects of just being able to keep moving forward and how do you do that. And you're never thinking of the end goal. You can't. You're just thinking of getting through today, through the cold today. How can I get to the tent tonight? And that's, or even to my next rest stop, breaking it up into small pieces and all those aspects that then ultimately you can bring back. But the cold, man, it was cold out there.
Wow, that is awfully cold. Not surprised to hear that. And I also figured that you did go during the summertime as well, so that makes a lot of sense. Quite interesting, I might add. Tell us also, who would get the most from this book, Wild Success?
Well, you know, to be honest with you, anyone who wants to better themselves. The business professional who wants to better themselves will get tremendous insights from this book, but anyone who just wants to be better and stronger and more capable will enjoy the stories because they'll be caught up with an adventure story, learning about an incredible individual in each chapter. and then discover traits. At the end of it, there'll be key takeaways, actionable items that you can do, takeaway that can improve your capacity to build your purpose, to build growth mindset, to build grit, cognitive reappraisal, innovation, resilience, personal sustainability. And those takeaways will help everyone. So my kids, my daughters have read it. And from a 16-year-old to a CEO of a business, everyone will get something from this book.
I have no doubt, and I'll also be picking up this book as well. Mr. Vallalee, really great to have had you. Quite inspiring and motivating. I have no doubt the listeners feel the same. Where can listeners get more information on yourself as well as the book Wild Success? And obviously, where could listeners conveniently pick up this book as well?
Well, More Wild Success. So morewildsuccess.com is our website. So please go to there and you can order through there. You can learn about myself and Amy through the website as well. But also just on Amazon, you can, as one example, just type it in and you can pick up a book that way. Very, very easy these days.
Sounds easy and straightforward enough. Again, Mr. Vallalee, all the best. And thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Oh, thank you very much. Really appreciate it.
Anytime. We've been speaking with Mr. Kevin Vallalee, a registered architect, leadership mentor, and co-author of Wild Success, 7 Key Lessons Business Leaders Can Learn from Extreme Adventures. And for further details, visit morewildsuccess.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.